Welcome to A Trescence Awakening with Kieran Lee. It is so nice to have you here. My name is Kieran. I am your host. I'm a matrescence mentor and energy coach. And this is the season where we are following along with one of my clients' journeys. Her name is Mary, and we are up to session number 11. So if you've just clicked into this as your first episode of my podcast, I recommend you head back right to the beginning with episode number 48, where you get to know Mary more, you learn more about my style of coaching, and you can follow along with the progression of this series. We are coming up to the tail end of Mary's journey. We have this session, which is session 11, as I mentioned, and then we've got one more session to close out our time together. The last month for Mary was a really intense month with a lot of stuff going on. And you'll see in this session, she's starting to come into a little bit more lightness. It's like the morning after a storm, where you have more optimism, where you have more momentum, you have more excitement, more energy, and you really want to create more of that within your life. And that's exactly what Mary is experiencing, and you'll hear that through this session. We start to bring in conversations about her outward experience because she feels like there's this disconnect between the inner work that she's been doing and the changes she has been experiencing from that and how she's presenting to the outside world. It develops into this conversation of confidence versus vanity versus being superficial and what that looks like and how each of those things plays into how she outwardly expresses herself. It's a really interesting progression, and I feel like so many mamas are going to resonate with this, and so I hope you find some value in it. If you've been following along with Mary's journey and you want to go on your own journey of being supported by me, you can schedule a free 30-minute connection call from the link in the show notes, and we can chat about what it would look like and feel like for us to go on a six-month journey together. I would absolutely love to connect with you and see if this is the right kind of support for you with where you're at in life right now. I would also be incredibly grateful if you could hit follow on the app that you are listening to this podcast from. It really does go a long way in supporting this podcast. And if you're feeling extra generous, giving it a 5-star review, these things really help to spread the message and get this into the ears of more mamas who need it. I so appreciate you being here. I hope you love this episode and come and connect with me on Instagram at Kieran_Lee and let me know what you got out of this episode. Okay, mama, enjoy. Mary, my love, we had a tender session last session, and the last few weeks there has been this huge momentum of fresh energy coming in. You want to talk to me about that?
Yeah, definitely the fresh energy, which I started to think was like, you know, it's 2024, must be a new year, but I actually don't think it has anything to do with that. Yeah, it was just a very heavy December, and that last session was just, well, exactly what I needed at the time. We actually had the funeral for our older friend on Tuesday, so just a couple of days ago. And, we got mentioned in the eulogy at the end, which I, you know, really special, got to meet the family. She was a person who lived a very rich, full, warm life. It's not lost on me that we met her and got to spend the last year of her life sort of knowing her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, people come in and out of your life for a reason. She was definitely one of them. And yeah, I always remember her. It was nice to know that that energy that I put into that connection and connecting with somebody was very well received and given right back.
There was some reciprocation of the energy that you were giving to what you were receiving.
Yeah.
This beautiful connection and flow between the two of you and your daughter as well.
Yeah, correct. We've talked about me wanting those deep connections. I just felt like that was flowing back and forth really beautifully. Yeah, I took my daughter to the funeral and, you know, it was nice for her to meet everyone. It was a very different funeral also to what I'm used to. I'm used to very sad. Everyone's in black. It's very somber. But, you know, I guess most funerals are like that. But this one was, I mean, there was some singing and they played a music as they carried her coffin out. Not everybody was in black. It was more of a celebration of life, which I really appreciated. It's not something that I'm necessarily used to when, you know, somebody dies. So yeah, she taught me a lot of things and I'm very grateful for that. And I think with that, yeah, it's been this fresh, real fresh energy. Like I'm wanting new PJs. I'm cleaning out my linen cupboard. I want new sheet sets, new quilt covers. I just want to see different things when I'm walking in the room. I want to feel good. And yeah, I'm just doing all those things, you know, there's that clearing out, resetting, that type of energy, and it feels nice.
Yeah. So you said you want to feel good. What does that mean?
Yeah. I guess like even I'll use the pajamas as an example. I just want things that flow on my body that makes me feel really comfortable. Like it's still flattering, but not in a, you know, I'm sucking everything in kind of way. I'm just comfortable in what's on my body. So I just bought these like loungy type PJs, but they're just so soft and they're just sitting beautifully on, like they just sit nicely. It just covers all the things you want to be covered, you know? But I've also flagged with you the fact that I'm really harsh on how I look at myself in terms of like my physical outer appearance. I think I've worked a lot on the inner stuff, how I talk to myself and how I show up. That's okay. But yeah, there's still the outward stuff sometimes that I lack a bit of confidence in. And I guess since becoming a mom, like trying to dress for the body, my top half is always heavier. So I'm always like, oh, how do I mix and match that? I love wearing like bottoms, flowy pants. Like I've got heaps of bottoms. I could just never find tops that I really love to suit that. So I'm often just wearing like plain on the top with something nicer down the bottom. But I'm feeling like I'm wanting to change that up too. I want to just get rid of things that I kind of don't get excited about putting on. And I want like getting dressed to be something that feels good, I guess. Like at the moment, it's sort of like, what am I going to wear today? Okay, I'll grab that. Yeah, okay, that one looks all right. Yeah, okay, I'll just put that. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I just want to be feeling good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love this shift because it's kind of showing there's been so much internal change. And that's really where the focus has been. Like the outer appearance stuff hasn't meant anything because there's been so many shifts that have just been ripe for the picking on the internal stuff, the way you think, the way you feel, the way you show up. And now that there feels like there's more alignment and authenticity internally, we get to play in this space of, okay, how does Mary show up externally? How does Mary step fully more into herself and the world see her in that stepping into self? Because the outer appearance is what people are going to be seeing and feeling and noticing. And it's really fun that we get to play in this space now.
Yeah, and it is playing. Like I also have to get myself a couple. I said this year, I've got to get a couple of pairs of glasses because I mean, my vision's not shockingly bad, but it's bad enough that I wear prescription sunnies. And I'm like, why do I keep putting off buying glasses? It's like I have a story around they don't look good and I don't want to wear them all the time. But I'm like, no, this year I'm going to get myself a couple of pairs that really make me feel good when I've got them on. So it's just part of what I'm wearing every day, you know? And plus I'll be able to see, you know? So these are pros. Having great vision is very helpful.
Do we want to talk about the link between like physical vision and clarity and the energetic spiritual clarity that you were finding within yourself?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about that? Do you? What are you going
to? I would just like to plant it in there mm-hmm. as an interesting little link that you're now happy to see clearly.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't make that link personally, but yes, that makes sense.
I actually don't think there's much we need to unpack there, but I just wanted to throw it in there.
No, I like that. Sometimes you throw things at me and I go, well, that, yeah, okay. I didn't make that connection, but that's why I've got you, right? Why we're here together.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about, you said you're really harsh on yourself about your outer appearance.
Yeah. I almost did an eye roll. Did you see that?
I noticed that you stopped mid-eye roll. You looked up instead of going the whole way around.
Because that was like a flag of, oh, Mary, this is going to be one of those things that you want to brush off, but we're not going to brush it off. Yeah. I mean, we always focus on what you believe is bad. Probably everybody else around you isn't focusing on those same things, but in your head, that's all anybody's looking at or noticing. I'm harsh on myself. I catch myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh, I'd just rather not have caught that glimpse. Or is that what I look like? And these things, like are things that I want to shift because that isn't how everybody's seeing me all the time. And it's irrelevant to me how people are seeing me. I want to see myself in a better light. Like we all have bad days where our hair doesn't look good or whatever. And you're like, oh, nothing's really working. But I think I do that far too consistently where I'm sort of bringing myself down and I don't want to do that anymore.
So let's talk more specifically about this response that you have that's, oh, like your hand just went up, your head drops down, and you get that, oh, just that whole dropping, that sigh. When you catch yourself or those glimpses in the mirror that you don't want to see, what are those thoughts or stories that are coming up for you?
Well, my confidence takes a real hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe it's like a worth type issue, because if I'm not, maybe that I'm not good enough, I'm not sure. Like what's happening inside of me is not reflected in the outside. Like they don't match up.
Do you feel like that's true now, or do you feel like that has always been true? Because you've had a real internal shift over the last 6 months. So are you now starting to notice the disconnect between those two things, whereas previously it strengthened a story of what you thought or felt?
Yeah, it's like it's not aligning now. I'm trying to match it back up perhaps.
How about we drop into the body and we just kind of revisit that place?
Okay, yeah.
Because there is that mismatch there and it's been highlighted, but there's something there that's trying to come through that we want to bring awareness to. How's that feel?
Yeah, that feels good.
Great. So just closing those eyes down, feeling yourself nice and heavy in your seat. I want to just celebrate that movement that you're bringing into your body, just being guided as it wants to move. Just keep allowing that to happen. And just take yourself back to a moment in time where you have perhaps walked past a shop window or caught a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and just thought, oh, is that really what I look like? Oh, I just don't even want to look at myself. Oh, who is that? What are you feeling in this moment? What other thoughts are coming up for you?
Not good enough. Ugly. And like I'm feeling like that shrinking a little that we've had before.
Mm-hmm. What are you feeling not good enough about?
I don't know. I just don't look like somebody who's put together all the time. Like not all the time, but just sometimes. Like I look at other women or moms and I'm like, man, they're so put together. What am I missing?
What does being put together mean? What does that represent?
See, I said mums then, but I don't think it's just mums. I think it's in general, because it was happening before I became a mum too, well before. It was like I just didn't stack up. Didn't stack up.
Mm-hmm. So I'll ask you again, what does it represent to be someone who is put together? Why don't you stack up if you're not put together? What does that mean?
I don't know. There's something sitting there. I'm just not sure. It's just that, yeah, that not good enough thing. Like I...
When you connect back in with that moment of that glimpse of your reflection, is there a particular place that you are avoiding looking, that you feel disconnected from, that you feel most out of touch with? Is there one particular place you want to avoid looking?
Yeah, probably like my side profile on my face, but also like my posture. My mom used to always go at me about my posture. Like, and I don't have great posture. I don't know. Maybe that's linked to me not liking the top half of my body, because I feel like I'm very top heavy.
When you see people who are put together that you judge yourself against, describe to me their posture.
Well, there's no slouching at all. And there's a certain confidence that comes with that.
So when you see them in their put togetherness, standing upright, standing in that place of confidence, talk to me about the experience in your body when you see yourself as not that.
Oh, it's the shrinking again. It's that smallness, like smallness.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to look away, not make eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
I almost just want to like fade into, I don't know, fade away.
Is there anything else that wants to come through in this moment that you're noticing, that you're sensing, experiencing, feeling, thinking as you sit with this experience?
Small. The word small just keeps popping up. Playing small, small, feeling small. Mm.
Take any little final moment that you might need before just placing your hands on your body in whichever capacity feels like it might just soothe your heart right now, inviting any movement if it wishes to come in, and just slowly, slowly bringing yourself back. You have your, that was weird, face on.
Yeah. I'm not sure where that's going. As in, I just think it's a perhaps just the next step of me owning who I am in my own skin, who I actually am rather than what I think I'm supposed to be or something. Or the small thing just made me feel a little like, yeah, I don't know, just like I'm letting myself down. I don't know when I think like that. But my body, yeah, just wanted to go in a shell then. I don't like that feeling anymore.
Yeah. But it's beautiful intel. And a pattern for you is that you'll be really, really harsh on yourself when something first comes to light. And then we kind of move through the motions. We understand it more. We give ourselves the compassion. We grow through it and come out the other side. And so you're being super harsh on yourself right now by blaming yourself for it all. So maybe just send a little love to yourself that this is the next step in the journey. And everything that has happened up until now has been from learned behaviors. It's been to protect yourself. It's been to keep you safe. And now we get to step into a more open, bigger version of the way that you present yourself to the world. And so, would you like to hear my reflections from that?
Of course.
I'm going to invite some homework and you're going to hate me for it.
I feel like, oh no, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to tell you if what I'm thinking is right.
No, tell me.
Well, it's got to be, like I could be way off, but it's got to be linked to the witnessing, right? It's got to be linked to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Witnessing.
Yeah.
When you said that you don't want to make eye contact with people who are confident, that's a little window into something that you might want to start developing relationship with yourself. You've done some mirror work before, and I know it was very challenging. And so I think this is maybe a deeper level into that.
I mean, I probably knew this was going to come up again. Yeah, it's all interconnected, isn't it?
I also know from working with you for the time that we have, and you did a guided practice of mine where you're in the mirror feeling your body. And some feedback that you gave to me about that is that it really helped you with your connection to your boobs because you felt really disconnected from your boobs. Like your boobs weren't your own.
I remember that.
You know, you go through pregnancy, you go through breastfeeding, and your top half has come up a lot in our discussions about what you're feeling most uncomfortable with. And so I wonder if there's an invitation there to do some more healing with the relationship with your boobs.
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny. Some people would be like, you've got great assets. Like, what is your problem? And I get it. But also, I don't know, just sometimes I'm like, God, it'll just be so much easier if I, there's a lot of things I would love to wear that I'm just like, that would just not, you know, but I'm just looking in the wrong direction because there's other things that I can be wearing that are super flattering. And when I do feel like that, I know that confidence comes back and I'm like, okay, you know, but it's just consistently finding that. We did discuss like a stylist and stuff. That's something I want to sort of look at. I do need to be kinder to myself, right? And just work with what I've got. There's no point wishing I had this or that or I was like that or yeah. But that, yeah, that is a sticky point for sure.
So I think that there's maybe two different, I think both mirror work is going to support here. And you might tie it into one session, but it might be over a couple of sessions. One, where you're really intentionally gazing at yourself in the eye and you take on this posture of upright confidence. You can kind of visualize your energy being big around you, this big energy. Perhaps you might feel more comfortable doing that in an outfit that you feel really confident in, really strong in, really feminine in, however you want to feel. Like when you picture that confident version of Mary, what is she wearing? How is she standing? How is she connecting with people? And start to develop that with yourself. Because as you step more into that place of confidence, if you haven't built that relationship with yourself, it's going to start to feel really shaky as you take that further and further and further out into the world.
I think that's what I'm finding. See, I've constantly become, I'm so interested in this stuff, mainly because if you were to know me, there is not one person that I know that would say that I lack confidence, right? Like, there's not one person in my life even that would say, oh, no, she's, like, really shy. She's quiet. Never. Outwardly, I'm really good at, I can't, that is me, but also there's so much going on, like the inner stuff, that I'm like, that's, it doesn't connect.
So you've made a connection to confidence and being quiet or being shy. And I really believe that there is no interconnectedness there. You can be an incredibly quiet person and be extremely confident. You can be the most loud, outgoing person and be deeply, deeply insecure.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's not necessarily like, oh, she's loud, so she's really confident. That loudness, which we've learned a little bit for you, can sometimes be masking what actually is going on internally. And so I think we can kind of release that connection between the loudness and the confidence, and knowing that it comes down to more of that energy, the way that you show up, that you interact, that you would just, that you just are in the space with people. You know, like, have you ever met someone that's just got that real quiet confidence? Like, they just know themselves so deeply. They don't have to contribute to every conversation. They really are intentional with the words that they speak. They don't go in and have arguments or fights with people because they don't need to. Their energy doesn't need to go there.
Yeah. Food for thought. I'm just processing all of that and thinking, yeah, I don't even know why I've linked the two together.
And we don't really need to unpack where that link comes from, I think. I believe that it's just important to have that awareness around what is confidence to me. And it doesn't, it's not just because I'm loud. And so the other piece with this is this relationship with your physical body, and in particular with your boobs, because that's one that's come up time and time again, that there is that bit of stickiness there, that disconnect, that thing that might be holding you back from wearing what you want to wear or being the person that you want to be. And so I think there's an opportunity for some healing. So with mirror work, with that, you can do it in like a crop or some lingerie if that feels better to start. But I really invite you to, when it feels like, okay, I'm going to push myself here, I don't want to do it, but it feels kind of safe to do it, doing it completely nude. At least your top half, and send it some love. Feel it, like really lovingly feel it. Give yourself a massage. And if you wanted to, if it felt more comfortable to, use that guided practice again, because I talk you through the whole thing. So you don't have to be like, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? Like, there is space for you to get out of your mind and drop into your body as you start to heal that relationship.
Look, I'm going to be more open to it. I'm much more open-minded to it now. When the first time you mentioned it, I'm like, oh, I don't feel comfortable doing that, and I'd prefer to just not do that little bit of homework, but I'm more receptive to it now. See, I'm just sort of making these links. I'm like, okay, so you've, like you said, I've done all this big internal stuff. It like last month was just fucking, intensive was not even the word to describe it. It was just such a big month. And now, my, okay, just want to keep moving forward, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. My pajamas is one step. My sheets will be next. And then I'll do the mirror stuff. Okay. Yeah. We're not taught these things too. I always laugh at these because when I just want to hide away half the time, but in doing that, it just makes it so much harder.
I have a suggestion for the rest of our time. Would you like me to guide you through a little self-love feel on the boobies practice? You can turn your camera off. I can talk you through it. You don't have to talk, but I'll just be there with you, creating space to start to open that up in a really gentle way.
Yeah, all right. I'm happy to do that.
So let's turn cameras off.
Perfect.
And we'll have a debrief afterwards, okay? From here, I take Mary through a really specific process for her to connect with her body and just show her boobs some love and gratitude and just feel into what's happening in that space here. If you're really intrigued by this process or you're wanting to go through something similar for yourself, I would highly recommend going back to episode number 59, where I have shared a practice that you can do for yourself. This is a guided practice where there's some really beautiful music in the background and I take you through a whole journey. It is so powerful in developing that love and respect and compassion to your body, which has no doubt changed so much through the pregnancy and birth and motherhood process. How did that feel?
Yeah, that was nice. I like the little love cave with myself. I like that visual.
Tell me about the experience of touch on your body, on your boobs. How'd that feel?
Yeah, it was just really nice to pay attention to myself enough, you know. I think the message I was getting was, you know, I have been incredibly harsh on my boobs. I want to work on finding a way to just be comfortable there.
How about things like, and leave it if it doesn't feel true, but what I'm thinking and kind of how I might move forward for myself is like making them feel beautiful.
Well, it's funny you say, I just went bra shopping recently, actually. That was something I did. But the younger girl was, oh, so wonderful. She was bigger busted and she was like, I know you just want the plain ones. I get it, you know, because it's easy to put a t-shirt on or something on over it. But just try this one. And it's this beautiful lace one and it has more support. I was like, that is gorgeous. She said, you look a million bucks in that. And I do. See, and I've looked at myself. I've gone, yes, I actually do. And it's really flattering. Really, really flattering. Actually, it's funny you reminded me of her. I was thinking of her the other day. It's just interesting. Just she took a lot of time and energy and she was really, really good at her job. And, yeah, could understand it because she said, I get it. I'm the same. But, you know, the more you try hide them, the worse it is. Like, the worse you'll feel. So, yeah, that's actually, I was probably meant to be reminded of her.
And when you wear things like that under clothes when you're out and about, it's like this special little force field that brings so much more confidence as well. Even though no one can see it, you know it's there and you feel a million bucks because you feel connected to your whole being in that way rather than being like, oh, most of me feels good, but there's still this part of me that's shrinking. And I think it's interesting this thing with the posture and the shrinking. And like I will fully admit I'm the part of the itty bitty titty committee, so I can't necessarily relate. But I imagine it's like this kind of covering of self as well, like this covering over, trying to make it smaller, shrinking it down, because that just, I don't know, that just feels like an action to me that I can really like picture happening when I'm trying to make part of me smaller, is to shrink and cover it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would really like encourage you to start playing around with what happens if I build this beautiful connection with my boobs through touch. What happens if I make them feel beautiful in this, you know, lace bra that I have? Can I get more of those? What happens if I start opening my shoulders up, and not because I'm being told off about my posture, but because I know that I'm going to feel more confident if I am able to do that for myself? And if you catch yourself like getting back into that shrinking feeling, that's okay. Just be like, okay, what happens if I'm just going to like straighten up, roll back, see what happens there?
Yeah. See, I've already done steps with this. I bought this gorgeous dress recently. It was one of those dresses that I thought on the mannequin, I went, oh, that's not. And the girl just said to me, just put it on. Just trust me. And I did. And it's just gorgeous. It just sits, everything sits in the right spot. And I just know that I walk taller when I'm wearing it. Like I feel good.
Yes.
I know I look good in it. So I guess I just want that to flow through all other parts of my life, like not just that's a sometimes thing, but it can be just it's an everyday thing, you know.
Yes And you're on the steps to that. You're already talking about bringing more of that stuff into your wardrobe. You're already talking about doing that side of things, and so keep doing that. Really like get down to the nitty-gritty detail of what is it about that dress that makes me feel so good. I'm going to find more of that dress. That is your beacon of this is what I feel good in. Is it the color? Is it the pattern? Is it where it sits? Is it how it flows? Like, what is it about it? And bring more of that in.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, instead of just covering it from that outside perspective, really as well, building that inner relationship with your boobs, with that self-confidence, with that eye contact, because those two things together, oof, you're going to be unstoppable. I mean, you're already unstoppable, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, I'm all right. Thanks, Kieran. I'm going to actually flag one more thing right at the end of this call because I think it will come up in Voxer.
Please do.
I think there's, and I would be interested to unpack this over the next
week. I think I've somehow associated dressing well and looking good all the time with like a vanity piece. We've kind of touched on this. I've made some kind of connection, I believe, that similar to the confidence quiet thing isn't actually connected, but I have connected it. So I look forward to unpacking that a bit more because I think that's why I've shunned a lot of things, especially when I became a mum. Well, you know, my priority is my daughter. I really fall down the wayside. But again, it wasn't just when I became a mum. It was before that that I felt these things. So I can't just be when I was a mum. It just amplified probably after becoming a mum.
It was probably just an easy excuse.
Yeah, I think that. So, yeah, I'd be interested to see what comes out with that because I do think I've made some connections.
I would love to hear more about your relationship between the connection of confidence and vanity.
Right now?
We can do it before the end of the session. Maybe just throw some things out there that we can unpack further in Vox.
Well, I think I've possibly linked those two things together. People that take pride in their appearance or really prioritize it, I guess, are vain. Like they're thinking of themselves all the time. They're putting themselves as the first priority. Yeah. I'm just sort of smiling because I think this will start to unravel over the next week.
Do you believe that people that put time and effort into their appearance to look put together are superficial? Do you believe that there's depth to them?
Yeah, there's some link there. I feel really mean saying this out loud.
You don't need to feel mean.
Like I feel like a bit of a bitch.
Because you want to be known for your depth, right?
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So if your exterior appearance makes it seem like you have time to dedicate to yourself, tut tut, naughty mother, taking time for herself to look good and feel good, and you have this connection that you're superficial and people aren't going to see you for your depth, that could be a real little undoing.
Yeah, it could be, couldn't it? Oh, that's funny. Okay. Where do these things come from? Honestly.
Oh, there's so much messaging out there that if you put time into your appearance, you've got nothing better to be doing.
Okay. I'll sit with that one.
And, you know, you might want to go, we might like unlock this can of worms and you become this like super glam lady, right? I don't necessarily see it happening, but anything is possible and anything would be amazing. But for you, feeling good is about wearing a certain dress. It doesn't take any longer to put on one dress over another dress. So it's not about necessarily it's going to take me an hour extra every morning to get ready. It's about really picking and choosing how do I want to show up and how do I feel good. And if you do choose to spend an extra hour getting ready in the morning, awesome, like go for that as well. But for you, I think there's this middle ground of like, I can be really confident and feel good and look really good. And it's not necessarily going to take me any more time. It's number one about my mindset and that connection to my body. It might be about putting a lacy bra on instead of my plain t-shirt bra and whacking on a dress that feels amazing. And then I'm going to be walking with confidence. And I'm going to be doing it and not saying a word, but people are going to feel my energy. People are going to feel that confident energy.
Yeah, okay. That feels good. Yeah, I'm going to play with this. Again, I was already kind of heading down this path. I sort of knew this was what was going to come up today. But yeah, okay.
Amazing. I know I'm going to be hearing from you in Vox.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see all of your new purchases that are coming, all this fresh energy that's entering your house.
I shall, yeah. We have the same doormat. I mean, hello.
I know.
That was funny.
God.
I thought, oh, of course she's bought the same doormat as me. That's... So I also bought a new doormat for those listening. That was my first step. I'm like, let's get a doormat just so I feel good when I walk into my house. And that's where that all started.
Yes. Can't wait to hear how we go with all of this. I'm seeing all your new purchases. It's going to be
fun,
gonna
right? Be fun. Playful. Yeah, we get to play a little
playful.
Now. We're at the play
playful.
Part.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would love you to hear how you go with some mirror work. Eye contact.
Yeah, the eye contact, I think, is, yep.
And fill in the boobies.
You had to put the accent on, did you? It just felt good, did it? Okay. I felt like Austin Powers just entered the chat here. Fair enough. Okay.
Austin Powers has entered the chat.
Oh, that's it. He brings a whole other energy to this conversation, doesn't he? Anyway, no. All good.
Okay.
We'll chat.
I'll hear from you. Bye. Well, Mama, that is it for this week's episode of Matrescence Awakening with Kieran Lee. Thank you so much for being here. Please don't forget to hit follow on the podcast app that you're listening to this from and hit a 5-star review. I so appreciate the support and I can't wait to be back in your ears with Mary's final session next week. Until then, see you later, Mama.